Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. Republican Paul Gosar has represented Arizona's Congressional District 4 since 2013. Before that, he served a term representing CD1 before redistricting changed that map. That race against Ann Kirkpatrick in 2010 was close, but since the creation of CD4, Gosar has not won a general election with less than 63% of the vote. Still, Judy Stahl, a Democrat from Prescott, says the district is changing. Stahl is one of two Democrats looking to face Gosar in 2022. I spoke to her about her decision to seek a seat in Congress. Judy Stahl, you are a candidate, Democratic candidate for Congressional District 4, running in the primary to potentially face Congressman Paul Gosar. I looked at your bio. You have a background in healthcare as a massage therapist and actually a leader in that field in the state of Arizona. What motivated this change, this switch to politics?
Well, Lou, thank you so much for having me. And the motivation actually came from my family of origin. My family was always very interested in politics. I come from a family of veterans, and we would sit down to dinner. My mother insisted that we have dinner at the table together, a prayer at the beginning, and then vociferous conversation on many topics. We were urged to defend our positions with facts and data, and then a prayer at the end. It was never something that was far away from me in terms of my commitment to my country and our political process, our democracy. However, being involved as a massage therapist, I was very interested in making sure that the public had access to the terrific benefits of massage therapy, and so got involved in helping to create licensure for my profession in Arizona. And that got me started on my path to running for office here in District 4.
I would say that was probably a decent introduction into government bureaucracy as well.
Absolutely. It took us 7 years from the beginning of the process. And frankly, I had a lot to learn about the legislative process. I was the person who was the prime mover on that process. And I was the reporter to my profession on what was involved in creating a law. I reviewed 29 existing laws throughout the states on massage therapy. And so I learned about boilerplate language. I learned about the difference between a may and a shall in legislative language. And as the process went on, I learned about the importance of keeping a civil conversation with folks, even if you disagreed with them, because you never know when y'all might come together in a cohort to bring about a positive result. And yes, it was a great introduction, a thorough introduction.
So Congressman Paul Gosar is a divisive figure nationally, although he wins in his district fairly comfortably. Was there anything about him personally or his activities that motivated your participation in politics?
Well, I will tell you that over the years, in the last 10, 11 years, while Gosar has been representing our district, and as things continue to sort of go downhill politically in our country when the former guy was elected, I was more and more active on social media and making phone calls to my representatives. And I would reach out to Gosar, and his staff were very uninterested in my points of view, even though I am a full, card-carrying constituent of CD4. So that was very concerning to me, and I did not feel that he was representing me or many people here, and I knew that I had a strong voice, and I felt that calling to public service.
Gosar does win elections very comfortably in CD4. What do you understand about this district that maybe those of us who don't live in it don't, that gives you hope that Democrats can gain some traction this time?
Well, Lou, the registrations here are highly stamped towards Republicans, but many folks who I know are Republicans here because they felt it was the only way that they could have a voice in decisions being made. That is changing. Not to go into Prescott because it's only a part of CD4, but we had a primary election here that was a total sea change where the grassroots candidates got elected. I'm not saying that they were Democrats. It was a nonpartisan election, but they certainly were not the old guard So things are changing here. And with every day, Paul Gosar does things that turn off people who have formerly voted for him and believed in sort of the Republican values. Those values are out the window at this point. It's all based on the former guy. And a lot of folks are not having it. So it doesn't matter as much about big rallies and trucks with flags. What matters is who is the person that people trust and who do they get out and vote for? And we intend to win.
I'm thinking we'll have lots of time in the year ahead to talk about any of your objections to Gosar's policies or other things that he might have done. But I want to spend the last minute or so on the issues that are important to you and that you think are important to CD4 voters. I noticed that veterans and water, which are two that come up a lot for my region as well, were listed on your website.
Absolutely. In our district and in our state and in the Southwest, we have got to be concerned about water first, last, and everywhere in between. I'm grateful that we've had a monsoon. I know that you guys have had some rain, too. It's uplifting to the spirit. But the fact is, we must handle our water resources very carefully. And that also means we have to moderate or monitor development. And I intend to be all up inside that in this district. And we have lots of veterans here. I come from a family of people who have served. I want to make sure that our veterans have the services that they need to show the respect for them having been willing to give their lives for our country. They deserve my support and all of our support, and I will make sure they get it.
And one more issue, and I'll admit it's somewhat personal to me because I grew up in rural Arizona and have family up in rural northern Arizona. Education. There are communities in rural parts of the state that their schools are struggling. What can you tell us about what you'd like to see happen in education in the state of Arizona?
In the state of Arizona, I would like to see us have elected leaders who prioritize and value public education and fully funding public education. That has not been the case in our state house. And even as an elected congresswoman, I will be focused on education and I will be focused on Arizona. I will be focused on CD4 and making sure that we are not left behind in any way, particularly in rural Arizona. I love rural Arizona. I love rural America. And everyone deserves to have broadband and to have teachers who are paid and have counselors who can address the needs in this rapidly changing world. And I will be focused on that.
And last question, what are your plans in the immediate weeks and months ahead to start to gain traction as we're just about a year away from primary voting?
Well, I will tell you that I am spending a lot of my time building this campaign with a terrific campaign staff. We are reaching out to folks at the national level to let them know that CD4 Democrats are here and we are not going to be denied and we will make that difference. So I have a team who are already doing field work. We already have dedicated volunteers who are knocking doors. I'm on the phone every day shining a light on the importance of having a Democrat win this district. And I will be out knocking doors here myself very soon, double masked and standing 6 feet away from the folks whose doors we knock on to honor the fact that we're not out of this COVID pandemic yet with these new variants. But I will be out there meeting folks. We're gonna be having house parties. We're inviting everyone to go to the website, judystahl.com, and sign on to volunteer. And we will just be reaching out in every way possible to engage folks and hear what they have to say so that we can meet their needs.
Judy Stahl, Democratic candidate for Congress in Congressional District 4. Thank you so much for talking with us, and I look forward to hosting you in studio when you get down to Yuma.
Thank you so much, Lou.
Judy Stahl is one of two Democrats running in the primary in Arizona's Congressional District 4. The other is Delina DeSanto, who lost to Gosar in 2020. Arizona Edition is a production of KAWC, Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments about the program are welcome. Send them to news@kawc.org. Past programs and links to other KAWC news and programming can be found online at kawc.org. I'm Lou Gumm. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. Thanks for listening.